This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you doing now? What kind of new goals have you set for your health? It's so important, you know, because at the end of the day, our health is the most important thing we have. Because we need it. We need it to be a good husband, father, and wife, mother, and be able to be active in our roles in society and life. And there's things that happen to us, no doubt about it. And we begin to lose our health in different ways. I mean, the aging process is happening every single day. It's inevitable. It's a fact of life. But what kind of changes or choices are we making every single day to have optimal health, to kind of have the kind of health that we were designed to have? Because although genetics play a role and there's things that happen and there's genetic conditions that happen, there's a lot of lifestyle. Matter of fact, 80% of the health challenges, they say, are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news, because if it was 80% genetic and 80% these are the cards you're dealt, think about that. You would have no control over anything. And the fact that we can radically change our lifestyle choices, which can radically change everything going on within our lives, that is amazing. If you can change the way you eat, exercise, drop your stress levels, and transform your health in many ways, that's empowering. It's so empowering for all of us. And that's what we want to focus here on this show. So if you haven't set any goals for this year, maybe it's just exercising a couple days a week, or maybe you want to lose 10 pounds, or maybe you're going to start eating better, or stop eating fast food, or not smoke anymore, whatever your goal, we want to empower you. We want to equip you, and we want to educate you to be able to reach those goals, because you can. You can live an extraordinary life. You can live the life that you were designed to have, but you have to be willing to take responsibility for your health and for your life. No one else can do that for you. Only you can take responsibility. 888-283-7272. If you jump into the social media world, if you haven't, you can do that there, Facebook and Twitter, obviously. Jump into that world. We'll keep you updated on everything going on within the show, behind the scenes, and everything around the show. And, of course, it'll empower you. Great information. All kinds of experts will be giving their opinions, and it's just really, really exciting to have that. But now we're going to kick it off with, is it Aiden? Did I say your name right?
Aiden. Yeah, Aiden.com.
Okay, Aiden.
Okay, my quick question is, I'm 40 years old. 5 years ago, I got electrocuted in some high-tension fire lines. I was up there for about 10 minutes, then ICU for a week and a half. But,
wow.
So, at least twice a week, what he called, I get these severe cramps. Anywhere from, let's say, imagine from my middle of my lower back all the way through my left butt muscle to my leg, and it actually, like, it feels like something's pushing me down where I have to bend over. And with all my might, I have to try to stand up straight, and it just hurts so bad. I can't walk it off. I can't rub the muscle. I drink a lot of water, a lot of Gatorade, mess with the potassium peel. Everything that's pretty much Gatorade is made out of, soaked myself with, because that's what other doctors have said. And, whatever I do, it just doesn't seem like it's going away. And I've been looking in those big medical books for conditions. I'm hoping it's something simpler than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Are you still there?
It actually is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do I do, my friend?
One thing I would definitely look into is if it's going down, if it's coming out of your kind of your hip and the lower back, and it shoots through your gluteus max, which is your, like you said, your butt muscle, and it goes down the back side of your leg. Does it, when you bend over, does it hurt worse?
No. It's like the muscle's contracting so hard that it just pulls me down like a really stretched rubber band. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's a good example. But, you know, it's almost like if some guy that's stronger than you is pushing your head down between his legs. That's how it feels on my lower back, my butt, and my leg muscle. And it only happens on that side. It's never happened on my right side. Now, once in a great while, I'll get like a cramp in my hand or something like that. But nothing serious. It's just mainly on my left side. And now I do a lot of stretch. Well, I don't do as much stretching as I should. You know, because I'm 40. But so anyways, I'm going to let you talk, sir.
It's okay. No, I think a couple things. First of all, whenever you've got any type of tightening of the muscles, which your piriformis muscle is a little muscle in the back of the hip, and there's a huge nerve. Matter of fact, it's the largest nerve in the body that goes through a little canal. And the piriformis muscle is, if it contracts and it goes into spasm, it can cause a lot of irritation to that nerve. And if that nerve gets irritated, that nerve runs all the way through your butt, your gluteus maximus and your hip, all the way down to the back of your leg. And it's called sciatic pain or sciatica or sciatic neuritis. And the cramping of the muscle and the tightening, that's why there's got to be some differentiation between whether it's a muscle or a nerve. It's probably both. And it typically is in that type of situation. And so really the physician you should be seeing would be a DO, an osteopathic physician, or a chiropractic physician. Either one of those physicians would be great in that structural care of looking at that. I think that would be a smart move. Soaking in the water and all that, I mean, it's a great theory, and it would be good for temporary relief, but there's nothing, I don't think, it's not going to touch it, to be honest with you. It's like putting a hot pack on something. It may cut down some irritation for, you know, discomfort for a little while, but it's not going to fix it. It's not going to correct it. So that's what I would do. Make a consultation with one of those physicians. Let them do some testing on you and double check. So kind of like you were saying, there's got to be something a little bit easier. Well, there's your game plan right there. Cut down on any type of foods that would create inflammation in the body. Again, you've got an inflammatory response. So by eating things every single day that will create an inflammatory response, that's where the challenge is. But magnesium works very well. Vitamin B6. In the version of pyridoxine, there's different kinds. There's the pyridoxal 5-phosphate and pyridoxine. The pyridoxine is going to work the best because we're dealing with more of a neuropathy type pain. And, you know, those two are hand in hand. Magnesium, because we're deficient in magnesium, we are as a society. We don't get it in our foods very much. Our soil is quite depleted of magnesium. So that right there alone can help tremendously when you're dealing with the cramping within the body. And it's good that you've done the whole Gatorade thing because that's full of sugar. And the sugar creates inflammation in the body. Not a good thing as well. So lean more toward the minerals, but the magnesium is probably the key player. But I would see one of the docs. I think this is going to be very helpful to you. And look into some of the nutritional options. And I think you'll find the answers that you're looking for. You're not stuck. Just know there are answers. And you will be able to get the help that you need. Thanks so much for the call.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. No, parenting takes a toll on your health. And I know we always kid about that, joke about that, and me being a parent as well. I can tell you that some of the study is got some truth to it, but USA Today reported that as if childbirth and nights spent coddling a crying baby weren't enough, a new study from the University of Minnesota, shows that new moms have worse diets and get less exercise than women without children. Mothers had higher body mass indexes with diets higher in calories, sugary drinks, and saturated fats, according to the survey, which was published Monday in the Journal of Pediatrics. The findings came out of a larger ongoing study for which university researchers followed 838 women and 682 men since they were teenagers living around the Twin Cities in the late 1990s. And the differences were not as significant among fathers. The BMI and eating habits of new fathers was the same as those without children. But they did not spend less time working out. The University of Minnesota assistant professor and researcher Jerica Burge, who led the study, said mothers are likely to be affected more negatively because they are more commonly the primary caregiver. Many of the mothers surveyed had children younger than 1 year old. Remaining pregnancy weight could have also played a role. Now, while that may be true and explain some of the BMI differences between moms and non-moms, were the concerns that lie in the dietary patterns that are different than non-mothers. According to the survey, parents are getting an equal share of fruits and vegetables as non-parents, but are also taking additional sugar from drinks that their children sip on and saturated fats like from chicken nuggets. So why would you be feeding your kids chicken nuggets? I mean, really? We still do that? That's crazy. The results may have also have a negative effect on children, they said, who are known to take cues from their parents, but it's unclear what the extent of that is. Cues from the parents, meaning what kind of examples parents are we setting for our kids. The results may also have negative effect on children who are known to take cues from their parents, but the reality is, in that one note right there, it's mind-boggling to me. We have to set an example. That's why I'm reiterating that. We have to set an example for our kids, and even though when they're young, obviously really young, they don't really know a lot of what's going on, but still at the same time, as they get a little bit older, and they are aware, start getting into the two-year-old, they're like little sponges, as we always hear. We always hear talking about our kids being little sponges. Well, it's true. And, kids don't do what we say, they do what we do, and especially at that age, whatever we feed them, they're going to eat, but also know they're watching us. Remember, that's the time where literally, they're just soaking everything in. And what are they going to soak in from you? See, that's the question. What kind of life are you living in a leadership role in your home that the kids are going to model? I mean, it's staggering to me. I was with another physician the other day, and just we were working with patients, and it was incredible because this lady had been in a place where, I mean, her child was probably, a beautiful little boy, probably 1.5, no, probably 2. And she was talking about, and he had a birth defect in his heart, VSD, which is basically a little hole in the heart, and it's genetic. And she was talking, she was joking, but she was serious. And we were talking about diet, and she said, my baby, I can tell you that my little boy was much different than my little girl. And I was like, well, how's that? And she said, well, he really loved and I don't want to say the fast food chain, but he really loved so-and-so fast food. And I couldn't believe it. And I said, so what do you mean he really loved it? Meaning when he was in the womb. She goes, oh, I just know because it just, when I would eat it, I just felt good. So, and she ate this fast food every day during her pregnancy. And I'm looking at her, I mean, I've got all the grace in the world and all the understanding, but that kind of thing just makes me upset because you've got a little child that has a birth defect. And I'm not saying that that's what happened and that's why the birth defect happened. But I will tell you, there's all kinds of trans fats and there's all kinds of chemicals in those foods that we know can damage the body. And people just don't know any. She literally didn't know. She just thought that made her, I think it made her happy every day. I don't know if it made the baby happy, but I think it made her happy every day to eat that, and especially the chemicals that go along with it. So it's just amazing. We have to make better choices as adults, and especially when kids are involved, because one of the greatest callings in our life, one of the greatest responsibilities in our life is to raise our kids and to raise them in a good environment, to be leaders for them, to set an example for them. And it's one of those high callings in life. And it's a great responsibility, and there's great rewards with it, but there's a lot of responsibility, and it's a blessing without a shadow of a doubt. So when our eating comes into play and how we live our lives and the kind of example that we're setting for our children, it's critical that we make the right ones. And, you know, in this study, moms, let me say this to you. Because you have a newborn child doesn't mean that you sacrifice you for that child. It's not selfish for you to take time out to make healthy meals for yourself. It's not wrong for you to have someone come with a brand newborn and watch the baby an hour a day, 5 days a week, so you can go exercise. The baby is not going to fall apart. The baby is not going to be, you know, have a detachment syndrome and just completely come unglued. Taking that hour a day for yourself, or hour and a half to go to the gym or to go walk around the block, do whatever you got to do, is vital. And I want to encourage you to take care of yourself. And dads, encourage the mom to do that. But she has to have that time because her instincts won't let her do it. Mom, your instinct will not let you do it. That brand newborn baby, mama bear, is kicked into high gear. No one can take care of your child better than you can. But if you don't take care of you, then you won't be there and have the health to take care of your child later. So it's not being selfish to go exercise and eat well. It's being selfless. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that he regretted participating in a photo opportunity with President Donald Trump at a historic church near the White House that was damaged during protests last week. The president walked from the White House across Lafayette Square after law enforcement officers forcefully cleared peaceful protesters from the area using rubber bullets and pepper spray.
As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it. I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
The general's comments come amid rising tensions between the Pentagon and the president. President Trump said he would never consider renaming Army installations named after Confederate leaders after the Pentagon said it would be completely open to discussing that issue. Stay updated at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Democratic Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak signed a new slew of bills, including one to permit the sealing of records for marijuana convictions and another to restore the voting rights of convicted felons, permitting over 77,000 people to cast ballots who would otherwise have been barred from voting in the state. The inclusion of the new voters has the potential to impact future elections, as studies have found that former felons are much more likely to vote for Democrats. Country superstar Garth Brooks is holding a concert that will be played only at 300 drive-in theaters on June 27th across the country. The concert event will follow specific guidelines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health mandate.
We can have families jump in the car, come out on Saturday night. We are excited because this is a reason to get out of the house, but at the same time, you get to follow all the COVID rules from every individual state. You get to have fun and stay within the guidelines of social distancing, but we're calling it social distancing partying.
The concert will be created in Nashville, Tennessee, and tickets will be just $100 per passenger car or truck, no matter how many you can fit in the vehicle. Tickets go on sale June 19th, and Garth and his band is excited about playing again in front of a crowd.
So you can blast it and blare it as loud as you want, windows up, windows down, sing along. This is a perfect way for us to still get to play music and still follow all the rules that we're under right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Give us 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. If you're not into the social media world, you need to get in there. At the website, you can always check us out.
And log in. We can empower your health and empower your life. Our email newsletter is there as well, the health prescription. You can sign up. It's absolutely free, but the information is just awesome. And I'm excited to be sending that out to each and every one of you. New email came in, David from Birmingham. He says, My wife and I go to bed every night around 11. She's never asleep before 12:30 or 1, though. She has a hard time. She's very restless. Is there anything she can do to help her sleep? Well, if she lays down and she just kind of stares at the ceiling and can't, the body won't drift off to sleep. There's a couple of issues that's going on that could be. There's a couple of could-bes. One is her adrenal glands could be weak in function, and the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And the issue with that is, normal for the body is that you go to sleep whatever time, 10 o'clock, and you don't eat, obviously, for that 8 hours. And it's very hard on the body. A lot of people say it's no big deal, but not eating is stressful because what happens is it'll raise a stress hormone called cortisol. And that's a normal process. We normally have cortisol. Cortisol is what wakes us up in the morning. It's natural to have your eyes snap open at 6 a.m. and to leap out of bed because you're hungry and you've got to go eat something. That's normal. And a lot of people, unfortunately, they wake up to the alarm clock and they're so exhausted and groggy and tired they can hardly get going. Well, that's a sign that you're definitely unhealthy. And that is a sign that the adrenals are not working very well. Because cortisol is what wakes us up in the morning. It's like a natural alarm clock. Now, the way it is, if you looked at a graph, cortisol is at the highest peak in the morning. And then it slowly declines throughout the day to where at about 8 p.m. at night, it's almost non-existent. When cortisol is very low, you should feel pretty tired. Because a certain amount of cortisol is normal for energy levels to be in a certain place. So when cortisol is very low, you should be pretty tired and pretty much can't keep your eyes open at nighttime. Well, when the adrenal glands get exhausted, it throws the cortisol. It's called our circadian rhythm, first of all, but it's our cortisol levels get thrown off. And with cortisol, which are produced by the adrenal glands, it's a hormone. Usually it'll be low in the morning, which is the opposite. Normally it's supposed to be high in the morning. It's called adrenal fatigue. And so when the cortisol is low, what do we all drink in the morning? Most people. We in America, they go to their favorite coffee place and they get their cup of coffee. Well, what does coffee do? Coffee goes in and it stimulates cortisol to raise. So when your cortisol is low, you drink coffee in the morning, it brings it back up to where it should be naturally. Then you feel better. So a lot of people think it's the caffeine and the coffee, but it's really not. It's more the coffee bean and how much it pushes cortisol. So knowing that and understanding that, that's one of the issues, because if your cortisol is low in the morning, it's going to be higher in the evening. It's going to cause an inverse relationship. And with that cortisol flipping like that, then, you know, you've got an issue. So balancing out the adrenals, and that could be one of the things keeping her up at night. You know, most people that have cortisol issues, when they lay down to go to sleep, the posture of lying down creates an issue with orthostatic hypotension, and it can raise heart rate a little bit, and that's affected by the adrenals. So the one thing to do to balance that out, obviously, is to come off the coffee, lower stress levels, and use things like green tea instead. Green tea lowers cortisol naturally. You can use green tea in the evenings. You would think the caffeine would keep you up, but it won't, typically. And unless you've got an autoimmune disease. If you've got autoimmune disease, don't use green tea. Unless you know it's what pathway of the autoimmune is affected. So that's one thing cortisol could be. Now, it could be neurotransmitter. It depends on if she's depressed, if she's dealt with antidepressants. Her serotonin levels might be off, and that can be a major issue. So looking into that. And the other issue here can be her acetylcholine levels are low. That's one of the brain chemicals, neurotransmitters. So with depression, you've got serotonin, potentially dopamine, then you've got acetylcholine. Acetylcholine could be low, and that's low in a lot of people. Again, that's one of those things where if stress levels are high for her, then it could be a neurotransmitter instability and insufficiency. And depending on the neurotransmitters, there are certain things you can do for each one to affect those pathways. So that's one thing that I would look into all the way around with the neurotransmitters. I've seen with people that are restless and can't sleep, they don't get very good sleep. It's a big challenge. So if you've got any more detail, want to give me a call on the show or email me again, that would be helpful. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to the phones. Ron, welcome to the show. Good to talk with you.
Started about a year ago, mowing the lawn or climbing stairs, I started to get very short of breath. And it probably started earlier than that, but it's the best of my recollection. But in any event, Went to the doctor, did some blood tests, did a stress test that proved okay. Blood test showed anemia. I've had upper lower GI, fecal test, no, all negative. And now I'm set up for a CT scan for the lower abdomen. Now, to me, I don't have any blockages. I'm not expelling any blood. So I'm just curious if perhaps maybe I ought to just go directly to a hematologist or something. I'm a 65-year-old white male.
Right. Well, a couple things. With the anemia, I mean, what's the extent they treated it? Give me some of the things you've taken, what you've done.
About a week ago, I started taking a Vitron C. Other than that, I haven't really done anything.
Okay. So with the anemia and the lack of oxygen, talk to me a little bit about, have you done any supplements or anything like that?
I have not. Well, I was taking I take vitamin on and off again, or fish pill, fish oil.
You're taking fish oil with the gel caps, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, with gel caps, here's the thing. With anemia, that's not really going to affect anything. So let's talk about this for a minute. Did they say there was any B12, or is it all iron?
I'm sorry?
With the anemia, did they mention anything about B12 or iron, or is it just iron? Did they mention checking different levels, or he didn't say? He just said anemia.
He has not. He just said I'm quite anemic, and of course now he's scheduled a lower CT. Now I'm not sure the form that would take, whether it's something down the nose to the lower abdomen or just some kind of an X-ray.
Yeah.
But since everything else has been negative in terms of bleeding, you know, my thought is, you know, do I need to look to a hematologist, or?
Do I think that you need to dig a little bit deeper in your blood test? The hematologist will do that, so yes. But ask the question just for your own kind of common sense kind of thing, because sometimes, again, when you get into a specialty area, sometimes they get so specialized that they can't really bring it down to the level to where you can really understand things easily. So just ask them, say, here's three things you want to ask. You want to ask, do I have a B12 anemia, you know, like vitamin B12, or do I have iron deficiency anemia? It's probably iron, just so you know, but I would still want to know this. And then ask them, do I have an iron storage problem, meaning ferritin? And ferritin, they're going to check that. I mean, they just are. So check and see if ferritin is low and see if you have an iron storage problem. So one of those three are probably going to be the kind of the main issues, and you'll find that. Now, there's a lot of dietary things you can do for anemia. So let me just keep you posted on that. And provided you don't have some kind of genetic disorder or, I mean, again, medicine, you always think worst is first. And it's true. You want to always rule out the worst case scenario. So then when it's something mild, everybody's happy. But when you're looking at it from kind of a perspective, more of a natural perspective, you want to just kind of, once they give you all that data, there's nothing wrong with going ahead and starting a good eating program. I'll tell you that. I mean, there's not, because they're going to tell you the same thing. So here are the kind of foods that will raise and help increase oxygen into the blood, which is what anemia is. Anemia is lack of oxygen in the red blood cells, which will increase that oxygen level and help bring those up just from a food perspective. And again, whether it's B12 or iron, doesn't matter. The food choices will still be the same. So dark leafy greens, you want to make that a staple of your diet. And provided, now, are you taking any blood thinners for anything? Coumadin?
Just 10 milligrams of lisinopril for blood pressure.
Okay.
That's the only other thing I take.
All right, so that's good. So, yeah, dark leafy greens, that's a great way to go. And red meat. So don't let anybody tell you red meat's bad for you. It's really not, unless you're doing – you always want to do as best you can, like grass-fed and the hormone-free, which you can get at the grocery stores now. You don't have to go to a specialty food store. They usually have that in your typical grocery stores. So getting those and the leaner cuts, obviously fillets and real lean ground beef. But that has a ton of nutrients in it, from conjugated linoleic acid, zinc. It has just a ton of nutrients that are really good. And I would pick beef over chicken any day. I just would. But That's me personally, especially as a guy, because you're going to blow through just your nutrient levels and your oxygen levels in the blood cells. You're going to blow through them just being a guy. It just, we do. We use it up more than women do. So something to think about. But those food groups will be very helpful. A lot of, and blackstrap molasses, that's a little old home remedy. That's phenomenal. A couple tablespoons of that a day. It tastes, I mean, you can develop a taste for it. It doesn't taste bad, but a couple tablespoons of that will raise those iron levels up and help increase oxygen in the blood. So several natural things you can do. But those dark leafy greens make it a part of almost every meal, and I think you'll see some great increase. You'll start to feel better regardless, because you're putting good nutrients into the body. And for the fish oil, I think it's great, always a great option. Ditch the gel caps, though. Most gel caps are pretty much worthless, and the cod liver oil that's in a liquid form is going to give you the highest absorption rate and the most benefit. Thanks so much for the call.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Maya. Hi, Maya.
Hi. How
Welcome
are you
to the
today?
Show. I'm living well. Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with PTSD or I don't know. Anyway, they had put me on basically Lexapro, and now 2 years later, I think it was part of what made me gain weight and everything. And I'm trying to get back, working out, working with a nutritionist.
Good.
But the other thing I want to do is I'm trying to wean off, and I have started to wean off, but my doctor has told me that I am genetically wired with anxiety and that she doesn't think that I will ever be able to go away from it. And I just think that there's just ways that I could do it more naturally, I know, with exercise and things like that. So I'm just kind of at a loss right now.
You know, what do you think about that? When somebody tells you forever, and you sound young, what is your age?
I'm 38.
Yeah, so you're 38, and you're young as a spring chicken, and your doctor tells you this is going to be forever, you're just wired this way, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't want to have to take it forever.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, so is this something you struggle with your whole life, or is it something that really has kicked into gear maybe in the last 5 years?
There was a car accident, and it was like a year after that I've started struggling, and that's when they said, okay, let's, you know, try the Lexapro or the antidepressants or whatever. And so now, you know, things are fine. I've been following up. I got the dosages right, you know, because it takes a while to do that.
Right.
And, you know, went through the whole counseling and stuff. And so I feel like I'm fine, you know. So she said it was okay to start weaning off and things like that, but she doesn't want me to go off of it completely.
What milligram are you taking?
10.
Hmm.
10 milligrams of Lexapro a day.
Listen, that's a real low dose. You know that, right? That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, do you talk to me about your sleep?
I'm the type of person that when I lay in bed, I'm asleep within about, I would say, within 30 minutes or less.
And do you stay asleep, or do you wake up at like 2 a.m.?
No, I usually stay asleep. I'm a pretty rock-hard sleeper.
Okay. If you didn't take the medicine, what would happen?
I was a good sleeper before I started taking the medicine, though.
You,
my sleep never changed.
So you've always been sleeping well. That's never been an issue.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, with Lexapro, I mean, it's affecting serotonin. So there's a couple things that can really help. I mean, here's the thing. It's a neurotransmitter. So when you're taking the medications, especially when you're down into the place that you are, as far as a low dose like that, it's keeping the levels stable. And you can do one of two things. You can stay on that, or you can look to build it up with nutrition, which, I mean, our neurotransmitters are created by the foods that we eat, too. So we can actually affect our brain chemicals by the foods we eat, supplements we take, and, of course, stress levels and all that kind of thing play a role. I mean, we know that we're being human beings, our mental status, meaning in our surroundings and all of that sort of thing, they affect us. They just do. So, but we can combat that with proper eating, supplementation, that can make a difference. Now, it doesn't mean come off your meds and start eating certain foods. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that to go ahead and get a good nutrition base while your physician is helping you wean down. That would be a good game plan. So, because you can eat these foods, it's not going to affect the medication, but it's going to give you a better platform and a better foundation. If they are in the process of weaning you down, that will be helpful. So let me show you some foods that affect serotonin levels in a positive way, and that can help build them up. All right, and these are foods you'd want to include in your diet on a regular basis. But mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So, I mean, those are pretty normal foods, you know, foods that are in the typical diet. So, I'm saying again, mushrooms, fish, and that can be any fish. Just don't fry it. And don't do kind of the bottom feeders like catfish. Stay away from that. Stay away from shellfish. You know, mostly the good, you know, salmon, tuna, mackerel, grouper, those kind of fish. Chicken, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, that's very important because those additives can affect hormone levels in a negative way, and also can affect your neurotransmitters. Spinach, red meat, and turkey. Those are all really great. Now, supplements, here's the kicker with supplements. You want to be really careful with supplementation and taking SSRIs like Lexapro because they can interact. The big one that can interact with it is 5-HTP because it works along the same mechanism as what Lexapro does. Kind of interesting because a lot of the research for the SSRIs were based around some of the supplementation. So St. John's wort, same thing. So you want to be careful. But like B12, methylcobalamin, those are fine. Niacinamide, which is a version of vitamin B3, and pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a version of B6. Those are all worth looking into. You definitely want to let your doc know that you're looking into that. You know, because you just do. They need to know that. I'm not a big fan of just kind of going to the health store and winging it. I don't think it's smart, especially for taking medication. So just something to look into. But I don't think you're stuck forever. I don't buy into that. I think that the car accident could have thrown you into some fear and triggered some reactions within the body that counseling can be helpful for. So I think that's smart that you've done all that. And, you know, I just think you need a good nutritional base. Look into following the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book and just start looking over that and maybe applying some of those principles to your life if you think, you know, that you want to do that. It just would be helpful. A good, strong, solid foundational base is going to carry you through pretty much any health challenge and allow you to navigate with it in a great way. All right, thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years,
because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.